We hope so. I mean, I think you got to keep, you know, we got to, you know, obviously get all our guys out there. We've had guys limited, and I think we've gotten better the last few weeks, kind of having all our guys practicing and finding that timing. I think we've been close on some stuff down the field and some big plays. We just got to, can't be close anymore. We got to start hitting on it. But I think it's good to get into the game, get the game speed, and make those adjustments. And just keep practicing, having all your guys out there. It'll get better once you start game planning, start getting real specific on who's running certain routes and working on that. I think you should continue to get better and grow, and hopefully week one we're better.
You say close. Well, why do you think it hasn't sort of clicked so far?
Well, I think we had some plays down the field where, you know, ball gets overthrown a guy a little bit, or ball gets tipped, or just a little off, and I think that's, I think it just happens. It just takes some time to, simulate the game speed versus practice, and having all your guys out there at reps and getting, you know, practice reps with the guys you're going to be throwing in the game. So I think it's just a matter of, throwing at different guys and having different speeds and just getting a feel for where everybody is on their speed.
Do you feel like you get a good barometer going into the regular season from this last preseason game? I know Bill sometimes doesn't even play his starters out there.
Usually
you play the Patriots.
I think it's just kind of go out there and try to run your offense and be efficient. I think you're always going to go against a good defense that has a good scheme, and so you kind of never know what you're going to get out of the defense, and they've who's going to be playing and what their scheme will be early on. So whatever they do, we'll see if we can adjust and move the ball.
You mentioned game planning. That's something maybe it's overlooked in the preseason, the lack of game planning as opposed to the way you have balance and how the offense executes.
Yeah, I mean, I think game planning is a big deal. Obviously, you know, a lot of times you run your base plays, you'd like to be able to go out there and be efficient, but you haven't looked a ton at defenses and what their schemes are, or trying to run, perfect plays versus what's going on. The third preseason game may do a little bit more of that, but it's also just getting reps with the guys you're going to be, playing in the games with. And preseason, you got a lot of reps and, different guys in and out, and that's, part of it. But, there's certain plays you're going to run, red zone and timing patterns you like to get with the guys that'll be running the routes in the game.
How much does it concern you at all that you didn't get any reps in games with Victor? And when he does come back, does it now automatically take some time, and it's going to take some in-game time before you kind of get back to where maybe you want to be?
Well, we just got to see. Hopefully, we can get back healthy. We get back practicing. So we've had limited practice reps with him, and so I thought he looked good and looked sharp before the calf injury. But hopefully, he can come back and get healed up and be back to his normal self. But there's still some work to do with Victor, and just him getting familiar with the offense, the timing of the offense, certain routes, and so it'll be a work in progress. But that's okay. You got a long season. You got time to work and practice and get better at things.
Eli, does what happens in the summer affect your confidence, in you and your offense in any way, or once the fourth preseason game is over, you kind of like shut that book and just move on?
Yeah, I mean, I think, for me, preseason, just trying to, trying to grow within the offense, but trying to just get the timing of the game speed, movement in the pocket, the rush, making adjustments, get some things that may come up that you don't see versus your defense, and talk about it, just get on the same page, make corrections, see if you can get better at things. Sometimes you might get some coverages that you don't get versus our defense in practice. So you're trying to, get a few reps on certain plays that you want to get some reps on versus certain styles of defense. And so, you might press a few things or try to be, take some shots and different things. So I think it's just, trying to get a good feel and just get comfortable back there in the pocket and seeing things and moving around. And That's kind of, you know, what I try to gain out of the preseason.
So numbers mean nothing to you, or just a
I mean,
little
yeah, obviously, like, yeah, you always like to go out there and have completions and score points, but, you know, it's not going to affect, no, not going to affect the confidence in any way.